We left off yesterday. We're trying to understand the Shittas HaRambam in light of some of the things we've been talking about Kasha Zom, Lo Kasha Asa, that the Rambam told us a Chiddush when it comes to the sugya of two Eidim who testify that somebody's animal killed somebody. So the Gemara tells us the Matnas that Kofar they're not going to pay, that's for certain. But the Rambam ends on, Kofar they're not going to pay, but they are going to be Chayim Malkus. And the question is, why the Chayim Malkus? Why don't we apply the rule of Kol Mishalim in Aloka? The Gemara says that in most areas of Aloka, it's called Loka v'Enam Mishalim, but in Edom Zoman, it's the opposite, that Mishalim v'Enam Loka. Now, one thing is given, you can't have both, that's for sure. So in all areas of Aloka, you get Malkus rather than paying. And Edom Zoman is one of those few exceptions that you pay rather than having to get Malkus. So if we can find any reason why the Edom who testified about the animal that killed would be Chayav Mamon, that would be an automatic freebie from Malkus. So what possible Chayav Mamon is there? So we pointed out yesterday that there is a Chayav Mamon, or the Chayav Mamon should be that they caused the hefsid of the shor. Because when Reuben and Shimon testify that somebody's animal killed somebody, that is, not only are they testifying that the owner is Chayav Kofar, but they're also testifying that the shor is going to get killed. And by killing the shor, it's a hefsid mamon. So why don't we smack them with Eidim Zomah? We'll call them Hazamah. We'll make them pay the value of the shor. Like that's what the Gemara seems to say in Sanhedrin, that we're going to make them pay the value of the shor. And then turn around and say, in a local Mishalim, that one call Mishalim, in a local, that once you have to pay the money, then you're not going to be Chayav Malkus. So this is not our kasha. This is the famous kasha. G'dolei Acharonim is this kasha. And we quote this in the name of the Ketzos's brother, Chayav Malkoyin, who posed this question. So we pointed out that the answer to this question, says Reb Chaim HaKohen, lies in our sugya of Kasha Zomam, velo Kasha also. That if you assume that there's no Tashlumen here because it falls short of Edom Zomim, then everything is great, everything is wonderful. Why is there no Tashlumen? Very simple. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Krisos that every time you have a case of a Shor Niskal, the owner automatically will be mafka the Shor. Even if we subsequently find out that it was a false case, that it was Edom Zomim, the shor is still hefke. What can you do? We didn't quite understand that yesterday. Why isn't it hefke tos? But the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. So when two Edom testify that Reuven shor killed somebody, not only are they testifying that there's going to be hefsed shor, but they are testifying that there is hefsed shor. Namely, it's kasher also, because the minute that Beis Din was going to din, the owner automatically is mafka the shor. So the Edom brought about a real hefsed mamon, not just an attempted hefsed mamon, a real hefsed mamon. So guess what? In a real hefsed mamon, then we can turn around and hide behind kasher zom v'kasher asa. That since the Eidus has already reached fruition, it has already resulted in a real bona fide loss, not an attempted loss, not a theoretical loss down the line, but a real bona fide loss right now, that's the equivalent of the Beis Din killing the person. Once the Beis Din kills the person, or in this case, once the Beis Din paskins that he chayav to pay mamon, kasher zom v'lo kasher asa kicks in, and memeilu we're not going to make them pay, and once we're not going to make them pay, then they're subject to be chayav malkus. So that was the top says, well, that was the basic essence of the teretz that was presented by the Ketzos's brother yesterday. However, this teretz should raise a red flag for us in light of everything we've been talking about. Do we apply the rule of kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa to mamonos? So when we went through the shitas last week, we said that according to most rishonim, the answer is no. According to most rishonim, kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa only applies to misa, doesn't apply to mamonos. My mamonos, so you have to pay, even though the judgment was already handed down. So that was the opinion of most of the rishonim. Are we going to commit the Rambam to that minority view, that Ritvan of Basra? We're going to commit the Rambam to saying kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa applies to mamonos also. In order for this pshat to fly, you have to stick the Rambam into that camp. So the Ketzos's brother says, no, you don't have to, for the following reason. If you take a look at the Lashon HaRambam, about Malkam number 15, on the last second of the pages. So first the Rambam presents, on the top of the page, my book number 15. So first the Rambam presents the din of Harag Zeshe, Yidva Lov Yechak, Chuzmu Eden HaRagam in a din. Shinema Chashe Zomim, Lasos, Vadayim La'asa. The Dovah Zem Apiyah Kabbalah. So the Rambam quotes the drasha almost of Chashe Zomim, Lo Chashe Rasa, that phantom drasha. And the Rambam seems to say it's Halacha Moshe Messina, Dovah Zem Apiyah Kabbalah. Then we're going to leave out the Malkus part in a second. But then look at the very last line of the Rambam. V'chein im yotza mamon miyadzeh liyadzeh, comes the Rambam and says, but when it comes to Mamon, so then the rule of Kesher Zom LaKesher Asa doesn't apply. So the Rambam is comparing and contrasting Mamon to Misa and saying, by Misa, Kesher Zom LaKesher Asa kicks in. By Mamon, there's no such rule. By Mamon, Mishamalo, they have to pay no matter what. So that doesn't bode well for this Pshat. Because this Pshat of the Ketelsa's brother is assuming that the Rambam holds by Mamonis that there also is a din of Kesher Zom LaKesher Asa, but the Rambam says beferish that that's not the case. So how can we even advance this Pshat? So says the Ketelsa's brother, now if you look at the Lashon Rambam carefully, you'll see that not only is it not a question to me, it's a support for me. Let's read that Rambam again very, very carefully, those last couple of words. If the money was already taken away, the Beis Din already handed over the money that was testified about, so there are four words that the Rambam describes that we are about to do. We're going to make the Eidim pay, but the Rambam says, the Rambam says the money has to go back to the original owner. So first we make the original owner receive his money back, and then only then do we invoke the din of kasha, of kasha zamam. So I have a kasha on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam feel the necessity to tell me chozel abaylov? This Rambam is Aruchas Eidim. This Rambam is Aruchas Eidim Zomim. This Rambam is trying to tell you what the protocol is vis-a-vis Eidim Zomim. Whether or not the case is going to be overturned, that belongs to Aruchas Sanhedrin. That's a din. When you may have a din that was done with mistakes, so then obviously the Beis Din is able to, so they have to try to overturn the original case. But that has nothing to do with Eidim Zomim. That doesn't impact on the Eidim Zomim. So why does the Rambam feel the necessity to tell us that? It's not that it's not a true statement, Chazal Bayil. It's not that it's not true that the money goes back to the original owner. It's what we say in Shia, it's true but irrelevant. It means, what does it have to do with that discussion? We're talking about the intricacies of Eidim Zomim. Why do I care when the money goes back? So the Chora, I do care. And I'll tell you why I care. Because remember from earlier on, we spoke about why is it that Mamonis and Misa are different in terms of Kasher Zom LaKesher Asa. Why is it that only at Misa we say, sorry, we can't kill the Eidim, they did too much. Asa, they did Asa. By Mamonis, it's not called Asa. So Tosas back, and I should get way, way back at the Abdallah and Babakam, and Tosas told us, one of the reasons is because you can never ever call Mamonis Asa, because it's never final, because it's always reversible. You can always give the money back. So since you can give the money back, that is what declares Mamonis to never really be a true Asa. So you want to know, is there a din of Kasher Zom LaKesher Asa by Mamonis? Yes, in theory. But practically, there's not. Because practically, every single case of Mamonos is always Zomim. It's never really Osa, because it's Efshe Bechazara. So that's the Chavit the Rambam is driving it. That's why the Rambam felt the necessity to stick in these words. These seemingly irrelevant words are not irrelevant at all. This is the very essence of the Halacha. The only way to explain why Mishamanlo, the only reason to explain why Eidim Zomim applies in a case of quote-unquote Osa B'dinah Mamonos is Dafka because it's not Osa. It's specifically because Chos Labailov. So the first two words, Chos Labailov, set the stage for the next two words of Mishamanlo. So now that we've revamped the Rambam a little bit, the Rambam Shita is that, in theory, there is a din of Kasher Zom LaKesher Asa by Mamonis. It is true. There is such a din. But in practice, it's never, ever going to be applied because every case of Mamon is always Efshe B'Chazara. But I may have gone a little bit too much in that statement. Every case of Mamon is Efshe B'Chazara. 99.9999% of the cases, the Mamon or Efshe B'Chazara, and therefore, Kasher Zom LaKesher Asa is irrelevant. But what if I can isolate a one very, very strange case which cannot be undone? There's nothing the Beis Din can do to undo what they did. So then guess what? Then Mamonis is the same as the Fashas. Then Mamonis is also Kasher Zom LaKesher Asa. It's not that the Rambam holds that there's no Gzeiras HaKosov of LaKesher Asa by Mamonis. The Rambam concedes that such a din. There is a din of Kasher Zom LaKesher Asa. It's just that it's not practical. It's just that it's not relevant because it's always, almost always going to be Efshe B'Chazara. So I will create that case for you, says the Ketosu's brother. I don't have to create it. The Rambam himself created it. When two Eidim come and testify that Reuven's ox killed somebody, the result of that is the Hefker of the Bailam. That the Bailam declare that the ox is now Hefker, which is a tremendous Hefsed Mamon. That Hefsed Mamon is not reversible. Why? How are you going to reverse that? That's not a Pesach of Beis Din. That was the response of the owner to the Pesach of Beis Din. Elo, what are you going to say? That the owner could run and grab the ox? That's not reversing the Pesach. I could be zochem in a hefker the same as anybody else could be zochem in a hefker. But there's no way to undo that act of hefker. So once the owner was mafker his animal as a direct result of the edus of the edim, that was a hefsed mamon that is not reversible. And if it's a hefsed mamon that's not reversible, kasha zov lo kasha also kicks in. By mamonis we don't say that. No, we do say that by mamonis. The only reason we say that by mamonis is because there's a possibility of chozel abayel of a mashamim lo. In the absence of that possibility of chozel abayel, such as this one crazy case, therefore kasha zov lo kasha also applies, and therefore there's no payment for the din of mamonis, and therefore the Ram says yechay malkus. That is the pshat of the ketzosis brother.
What about hefker bez and hefker? Just get
that wouldn't be undoing the psak. That would be a new act. We kind of lahaba of declaring hefker. Chozel bailev means that we declare that what happened never really happened because the psak was betol. So it's chozel bailev. That's called.
I tell Reuven that he owes Shimon $1 million. Shimon goes spends that $1 million. Right, it's not reversible anymore. I can tell him that he owes him $1 million.
No. It's reversible because now he owes him back the $1 million. But the fact that Basin's hands are tied, we reverse the psak. The fact that the guy doesn't have any money to pay that's not going to affect the reversibility, lack of reversibility of the psak.
So Lemaisa, he's out the $1 million, and over there, Lemaisa, he's back the cap.
That's right. That doesn't matter, right? So what matters is in conceptual world, is that called an asiyah now? So as Goyne says, this Targum says, there are Gedolei Acharonim who fundamentally disagree with this very, very basic premise, B'das HaRambam. That's Nechaz Chinuch. Nechaz Chinuch argues, he doesn't understand why this is even in the ballpark of Kasha Zom Lo Kasha Asa. What does Kasha Zom Lo Kasha Asa mean? It means the Edim was successful, they testified, the Edim was successful in having the testimony accepted, and they were so successful that the Beis Din actually listened to what they did and they meted out Psak X, Y, and Z. That's what Kasha Zom Lo Kasha Asa means. Over here, what Psak did the Beis Din mete out? The Beis Din meted out the Psak, you sure are chayev. What's the hefsed moment that we're talking about? The fact that as a result of that Psak of Beis Din, the owner went ahead and was mafker sure. What does that have to do with the Edim? That's a grumma de grumma de grumma. That's 10 times removed. That wasn't the Edim. I mean, that may have been the ultimate goal, but that's not what they did in Beis Din. The Edim testified. So the Psak Beis Din is still Kasha Zom Lo Kasha Asa. The Psak Beis Din was, we haven't yet killed the cow. So that dimension of the Psak Beis Din is Takadita and Lazama. Kasha Zom Lo Kasha Asa. The fact that the cow has become Hefker, what does that have to do with the Psak Beis Din? What's the Beis Din speaking? That was the owner's result of the Psak Beis Din. That's not related to the Psak, but it's related indirectly. That's not the direct correlation from the Edus of the Edim. So therefore, how in the world can you tell me, no, the Edim went too far. They did a Kasha also already. Why? Because based on what they said, X, Y, and Z happened. The X, Y, and Z is not a direct correlation of the Edus, and therefore that doesn't impact on the Zomim or the Asa. So therefore, back to square one. They're just regular Edim who are Edim Zomim. They were Zomim. They weren't Asa yet. They were Zomim. And if they were Zomim, then we should make them pay. And if we make them pay, then it shouldn't be Chai Malkus. So as Goyne says, the Ketzoyis' brother's Teretz is, Mechaz Chinuch has a very, very serious reservation with this Pshat. But I hope this is still the Shiram of yesterday's year. We didn't start yesterday's year. So the bottom line is that we're still analyzing the details of Kasha Zom Lo Kasha Asa as they play out in terms of Misa. That's the original case in terms of Misa. We saw they potentially play out in terms of Mamunas and the Machlekes Taisus and the Ridvan, all the issues with the Shev Ayin of the Yevin and the Chesed Gimoshan of yesterday. And we saw they play out now potentially in the world of the Ketzos' brother and through the eyes of the Ramam. But there's one last akud in the sugi we have to try to finish up. And that's, if we go back to that Rambam, on the 15th of the Rambam Kamus, the Rambam that we said before, the line that we skipped. The Rambam spoke about Misa, the Rambam spoke about Mammon. And there's another case the Rambam talks about, that's Malkus. So the Rambam writes, Avalim loka zeshe idu alav loiken. What if two Edom come and they testify that Reuven ate Chazer, and Beis Din gave the person Malkus. The Edom succeeded in not just getting a Gemara Din, but they actually got the Din meted out. And then, lo and behold, it turns out that they're Edim Zomim. So the Rambam says, the Edim are caught, and they themselves are given Malkus. So the Edim are screaming, what are you giving us Malkus for? Kasha Zom Lo Kasha Asa, we succeeded, ha ha. It's like we killed a person, ha, we get up scot-free, and Ezer Shamata. So the Rambam says, forget it. The Rambam says, the Malkus as you do a love loikin. The Malkus and Misa part ways. Now, that is already startling. Why do Malkus and Misa part ways? Some of the svaras that we said in the past are not really going to help over here. When it comes to Mammon, you could say Efshe B'Chazara. Malkus It's hard to undo the malchus. It still hurts. It means it's very, very hard to undo the malchus physically. And therefore, if you were asking me which category should malchus be closer to, I would have thought malchus is much closer to Misa than it is to Mammon. And yet the Rambam is telling us that the two halachas part ways. So what's the lumdus? What's the bir adav b'dasa Rambam? So there are two different conceptual approaches to this Rambam. One is to put this Rambam almost out of the realm of absolute pure halacha into a more halacha slash hashkofa mahalach. I'll explain to you in a moment what I mean. And the other is to put the Rambam into a brisket mahalach. So you choose whether you like the more hashkofa or you like the more brisket part. We'll go with the hashkofa slash halacha first, because that's what appears in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah is startled with this Rambam. Like, why in the world should we say that Lokazesh Hidra Lov Lakin says to the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, the next paragraph, the Efshala says Tam of Divra Beinu. Maybe we can offer the following reason for the Rambam. The Lam Rinan Kashazam Lokash Rasa Elahecha the Hargu Apihem. The only time that we say Kasha Asa, and therefore there's no punishment, that's if they succeeded. That's in Misa. That's in the Nefashas. Why? Mishum the Gadol Avonam Minaso. Why is it that Kashazon Lo Kasha Asa? What's the halachic slash Kashkafic reason for Hargu Eden Arugim? So says the Kesef Mishnah, because the Aveira that they did is so profound, is so bad, we're not going to give them in royal aseislam, he says, basis to chapra lehem. We're not going to give them the schus of getting killed. We're not going to give them the kapar, we're not going to do them any favors. It's bad enough a person who abused the Beis Din system so terribly and lied in the Beis Din and almost made the person chayav misa. That's a terrible Aveira, but we'll give you a kapar for that. But if not only did you abuse the system, and you actually succeeded in killing the innocent victim, that's so bad, but let the Rebbeinu Shlomo take care of you. This is Moshel Ma'ad David Amar. We've seen this idea before. According to the Maharsha, that's the reason for Enon Shem Adin. That's exactly why you don't give a punishment based on a Kavah Chomer, because the Aveir is so much more profound, we're not going to give you the schus of having a Kapara. So again, because the Mishnah has already entered into the realm of, understand what I meant, in terms of Talacha slash Hashkafa, as to why this din kicks in. But, El Roy Lenicham Shiyun Nidon in Achamisa Ba'onshim Neroim. Dukabil Adover, and because the Mishnah gives you a similarity to this idea, that when a person does an Aveir so bad, he doesn't get the schus of a Kapara. No sin kozar lamolech shupatur. Says the Gemara Sanhedrin says if a person has 10 kids and they give one or two of them to the molech, okay, then you chayef minsa. But if you gave your entire family to the molech, then you're potter. Because it says the chumash no sin mizaro mizavlo kozaro. So the Gemara Shah asked the Kash and Sanhedrin, what kind of dinner is that? Doesn't make any sense. So he says it makes a lot of sense. He says a guy gave everything. The Rosh Hashanah gave him 10 children as a gift. He gave every single one to the molech. Ein lecha rasha marusha golem izeh. And he gets no chos of getting skila. Let the Rebbe Shalom deal with him in the next world. There are some affairs that are so chamurus b'yosir, we can't even register in Beis and Shalmata. You have to leave them over for Beis and Shalmala. So the Kesef Mishnah says a similar idea. That's also, if Edom was so successful in what they did, and they got the innocent person killed through the vehicle of Beis Din, with such an abuse of the system of Beis Din, coupled with a killing of an innocent person, let the Rebbe Shalom take care of them. That svara says the Maharsha, Masha Ein Lama came, he'll copy, they do some. What's a little bit of malchus between friends? So the guy get malchus. No, we'll get that, he'll feel better tomorrow. So what's a little bit of malchus? So Misas, that's too bad, but I can give you a kapara. Malchus will give you a kapara. For Ejish Leib, says Gesh Misha, another pshat, also up there, Hashkaf a little bit. Elisham Tamach here. This is a quote out of the Ramban, right from the Ramban in Pasha Shoftim. Shabi Achar, Shalokim Nitzah Badas Kel. This is already a whole other dimension of Beis Din's koach. That means we assume, based on the Ramban's words, that based on the Pesukim, Elokim Yitzah Badas Kel, Kodesh Baruch was guiding the Beis in a certain manner. And things that will emanate from a just, you know, a legitimate Beis Din will have a tremendous degree of Siyata Dishmaya to them. Therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah in the name of the Ramban, we assume that if Beis Din found this individual to be Chayav Misa, even though it turns out that he really wasn't Chayav Misa for this crime, because it was really Edom Zomim, he was Chayav Misa for something else. Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch would never have ever let a Beis Din pull off such a stunt to give a person a Misa's Beis Din Shalok Yedin. It must have been a proof that they must have been something in the background that we didn't know about, and therefore, we're going to take a step back and we're not going to punish the Edom. You know, the Edom themselves are Rishon. The Edom themselves are terrible people. They trumped up a case against the person, but in the end of the day, since the Beis Din succeeded in killing the person, it's a Raya Brura that ultimately, quote unquote, what the Edom did was right. Not literally right, but ultimately what they succeeded in doing was the correct verdict in Shemayim. And therefore, obviously, that Svar doesn't apply to Malkus. The Baal Shem doesn't promise that a person won't get Malkus here and there, Shalak Yadin. Misa Kadosh Baruch Hu stands as a oref to the Beis Din that they won't make such a terrible mistake. Again, this is a very, very difficult concept. It has its roots in Rishonim, its roots in Ramban. It's a very, very difficult concept. You know, we usually think that there is a certain, distinction between what's going on in the Beis Din Shamata and Beis Din Shamala. It means we have to, they have to call them like you see them. I think there was once a famous umpire who said that. In Beis Din Shamata, we don't have knowledge of everything that's going on in the Olmos Elyonim. So we have to paskin shailos based on whatever the facts are in front of us. So if the facts in front of us are that it turns out that this fellow, these two guys were Edom Zovin, and they were Shekharim with Beis Din, and they brought about the death of an individual, the fact that we know in our heart of hearts that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching the show, Kadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately guarding everything, that's true, but that was have to do with Beis Din Shamata. Since when do we make such a svar and say, since Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching what's going on, that's going to impact on how we're going to pass into this world. That's not the way halacha works. Halacha works that lo b'shamayim yeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we have to do it based on human judgment, the way Bas Vadam sees a case, and that's it. If it's true that Chavishmaya Galia, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was misoveh, if that's what happened, so be it. So in the Olam Emes, the Baal Shem will settle the score. But it's a very, very hard concept for us because we're almost like crossing that boundary a little bit. We're invoking Dinei Shemayim into something that L'chor should be in the realm of Bas Vadam. See, it's a Ramban, it's a case of Mishnah. I'm not arguing, it's just being O'Rer, that it seems to be a little bit of a difficult concept we don't usually do in terms of the way we run, the way Halacha usually runs. This is almost ke'ein an issue that the Rishayim discussed, the Ramah, the Rav, a famous philosophical question about how could it be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu holds somebody responsible for ultimately doing what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will was. So, you know, why are the mitzvahim punished? If at the end of the day the mitzvah are doing what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Ma'avadim Yinu Elsam, so why in the world are they getting punished for what they're doing? So that's a very, very powerful philosophical question that the Rambam raises in Hilchos Teshuva. So one of the suggestions is that it's true in the Olam of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is true, but you're not supposed to be the one to volunteer to do that gezeira. As the Rambam says, let somebody else be the bad guy. Somebody else do the dirty work. Your job in this world is not to do the dirty work of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not a little dirty work, but your job is not to be the shleif of Kadosh Baruch Hu, do things shalak yadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the dayan emes. He'll figure out how to do it properly. If you step out of the way, I want to be the guy to mete out the punishment, so that may put you subject to punishment as well also. So that's also a little bit of a question how that sits with this Ramban, in this case the Mishnah, that here, from the Edom's vantage point, they did a terrible thing. They were made in the Shekhar. They caused about the death of a person. It could be that in the Olam HaEmes, it turns out they were the shlichim in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvim were also the shlichim in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they had HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept their taina that they were punished because you're not allowed to be a shlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something that quote-unquote shalakya did. We have to act the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to act in this world. So in this world, we're not supposed to subjugate people and punish them and throw their babies into the river. If the fact that was the gezeirah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that has nothing to do with me. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a certain gezeirah. So he runs the world where he sees fit to run the world. But from our vantage point, we have to do what the correct moral halachic Torah thing is to do. So the aid them for them to hide behind the fact that, what do you want from me? You're going to kill me. I'm the Shlech of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're the Shlech of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Mitzvah was the Shlech of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So again, that's also a hard concept. Yeah, I'm just raising the question. That's from a Hashkofa point of view. It's hard to understand how this plays out, Lamaisa. But these are the two ideas that the Gesa Mishnah suggests for Dasa Rambam to explain why Malkus parts ways from Isa. But there is a third.
Many times, though, I mean, you say, Kufu Kapara, there's all these Kapara notions. that creep into, so to speak, business amount also. So
right, right.
But it's this concept that we're going to now.
Right, so. Right, you're right, right, right. I mean, that idea that kofir is a kapara for Averis.
That's right.
Right.
What do you say, man? You should talk about kapara. I mean,
Right. So, in fact, the emes is, there was somebody showing him, the Ramban is so bothered with your kasha that the Ramban of Bashas Mishpatim says that you don't have to pick over. If you want to pick over, pick over. You want to kapara, pick over. If you don't want to kapara, the base is not going to come after you. The Ramban was so bothered with the sense of your kasha that you have to split between Beis Shemana and Beis Shemana. The truth is that most of Rishonim didn't hold up there, Ramban. Most of Rishonim say you're right. It starts out as a kapara. But Bazin is responsible to make sure that you get that kapara. So again, it's also a very, very, it's a fine line between Bazin and Shammat. I guess when we get up and we say, Kishem Shmatim Bazin Shammat, it gets a very, I tell you the truth, I always shake, right when your kippah starts, when the Rav get, the Rav so get up and I say the following phrase, Yeshiva Shammat, Yeshiva Shammat, Adasim, Adasim, I'm speaking for the Beis Shammal. That's my job. The Yeshiva Shammal. That's what it says. It says that I'm representing the Beis Shammal. I'm representing Klal Yisrael, and I'm invoking the Rishus and the Beis Shammal to be Matah the Chayim. That's what we do. Anamatila is Chalal and Rabbi Yonim. People think that's like some very beautiful and very spiritual. What that statement is, the opening lines of Yom Kippur are that we're afraid there may be some people who were put in chayim during the course of the year, and a person in chayim is not supposed to come to shul. It's not allowed to daven in the shul. So we don't want to turn anybody away in Yom Kippur. We don't want anyone to feel that they can't come. Even the biggest rishayim should come to shul in Yom Kippur. So, but we can't let them in because they're in chayim. So we're matir the chayim. Anu matirim lefal im avayonim. We're matir the chayim. We 24 hours. Goes back and forth. Yes, we're good. But for 24 hours, we're matir the chayim. So we're matir the chayim. The Beis Shammal also. That's a very, very shaky thing to speak for the Beis Shammal. That's a very, very, very shaky way to stall for Yom Kippur. What can I do? So it says the Machzor. It's my job. It says the Rabbi. Says the following. I'm not sure I have to say the words, but it is something that's still shaky. So we saw the Shittas of Rambam, and we saw these halachic / hashkafic approaches to the Shittas of Rambam. But there's another approach to the Shittas of Rambam, and that is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, you can rest assured, has no hashkafa tinge to it. It is a purely lumdish halachic approach to the Rambam. It is a fairly long approach. Those who have a lot of free time today may want to read through this entire Reb Chaim, but hopefully Mitzvah Shem on Friday we'll try to sum up the Reb Chaim very, very quickly, and then hopefully Mitzvah Shem will get the new member comments. They should be in. I ordered them in last night, so hopefully they'll be in by Friday. We'll have to get started on the next sugya, unless we spend 40 minutes on Reb Chaim, which is always a remote possibility, but we'll see what happens on Friday.